So we're at Scarborough. I think this is called the Scarborough. I think it's called the Spa Complex. And so all these Kinnear brass band. And we're in this courtyard area with a stage in the front. And then it's open, but it's surrounded by glass.
Windows. We are a mixture of ages, a mixture of talent, a mixture of experience. We're short of a euphonium player. We have got a short euphonium player, but I'm just standing in for someone. So if anybody knows what a euphonium is, come along and play. We meet every Wednesday night in the local church, and we just generally have a good time. That was the Lustspiel Overture, a comedy overture by Mr. Kila Bella, Hungarian. And it was a very popular piece in Victorian England. He came over here and wrote quite a few pieces for the Victorians.
Thank you.
the spa sun court with the sun.
Yeah.
Well, it's not raining, so you can smile about that. That was George Gershwin. We're moving on to A March by John Williams. This was written in 1976. It was the year after he wrote the theme music to the film Jaws, which is all of two notes. So here's a few more notes. It's from The Midway March, which was a film made by Universal Studios of the battle of between the US and Japan in the Pacific. And they gathered together some of the Hollywood greats of the time. So we've got Fonda, Heston, Mitchum. You can put the first names to these, yeah? Henry Fonda, Charlton Heston, Robert Mitchum. I'm digging deep in the memory here. I'm not old enough to know these people. And I didn't hear what our conductor said then, but I'm sure it was derogatory. So this was written in 1976. It's the theme from the film Midway, and it's called Midway March.
Thank you.
the armed forces did a survey just after the war to find out why so many servicemen, when they were stationed in a different country, married a girl, local girl, from that country. But then on the rotation, had to come back to Britain at some point and do another duty. And so they questioned a lot of the soldiers, and they said, oh, well, that's easy. It means the mother-in-law is thousands of miles away. Mr. Irving Berlin wrote many, many, many lovely tunes. This one is to celebrate the way that the fashionable people, much like yourselves, would dress if they were going to the Ritz, or in this case, the Grand. And they would call it putting on the Ritz. So it would mean to dress fashionably. I can see a lot of you have got the hang of this.
Yeah.
Putting on the Ritz. Thank you.